Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and we are the Middlemen. This is Alan.
This is Kevin. What's happening?
What's going on, man? Everything is great, man. It's a great day outside. People probably out here barbecuing. Smell it. I know you probably in the barbecue already, ain't
you? You throwing hands, man.
Well, I know you throwing hands. Kick off the Memorial Day for tomorrow.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, dude, yesterday I was outside. And man, I just kept smelling grills, everybody cooking. I was like, man, that smells so good. So I decided to do the favor, you know, return that favor today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Had them smelling everything and be like, man, I wish I had some of that. And they can sit out there and be home. I ain't sharing nothing.
What you got on the grill tonight?
Man, we did some chicken wings. We did some chicken legs. Basically everything. Pork steaks, some sausages. Man, got some potato salad. Man, I got a lot of food over here, dude.
Okay. So, wish I could get me a plate over there.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
Find me a barbecue, man.
Hey, man, when we get up in the studio the next time, I'll make sure I bring you one. You know what I'm saying? Bring your plate by.
We live on location today.
But I bring your plate. Now, what's been going on, though, man? What's the business, dude? This is another week, another day. I'm saying, man, I'm excited, dude.
I'm excited as well, too, because today, people, you know, we're going to be talking about something that's probably been egging a lot of folks, and, you know, and it's been egging me, of course, you know, customer service, man. Yeah, I'm ready to get into this topic,
man,
all day.
Later on in the show, we're going to let y'all peep out what happened to me not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? I went to this particular restaurant, I ain't going to say the name, and we just had to do a reenactment of the whole situation. So we're going to let y'all hear that, check that out later on the show. Y'all may enjoy that. It's going to be pretty good.
All right.
Yes, sir.
But, but yeah, I was watching the, you know what I'm saying, the Cavs and Cavs game the other day, and you know that LeBron shot, you know, they were, you know, a lot of the sports commentators that was comparing it to the Michael Jordan shot when he made that winning game-winning mm-hmm. shot against the Cavs back
right.
in the 90s.
Right.
You know, they was trying to compare that to Jordan, you know, as far as that's the new generation, LeBron and Jordan or whatever. I think LeBron, you know what I'm saying, you know, held himself, you know, very well in that particular.
No. You know what, man?
I'm
going to tell you what would have made me think a total different way from that whole situation, man. Now, you remember when Jordan made that shot over Craig Elo? I mean, Jordan got up in the air, almost kicked the man in the face. Craig Elo fell down. I mean, he was bending down. He was like, man, this dude just made this shot. If LeBron would have jumped up and almost kicked somebody in the face or did something that will be rememberable, like a fist pump or something. I mean, he turned around like, man, I'm shocked I made the shot. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I don't know if I can compare that to the Jordan shot because, I mean, Jordan shot had a little bit more, I mean, man, you know, it had a little bit more energy to it, man. I mean, you that shot is in your mind at all times.
Yeah, but you, also, if you look at the tape carefully, mm-hmm. Old boy touched the ball when Jordan shot it. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like a pat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan had to like literally like push it up so he can get it in or whatever.
Right.
Old boy, you know, if he would have just held on just a little bit longer, man, you know, Jordan probably never made that shot.
I know, man, but guess what? That killed Cleveland for years to come.
Right.
That killed their whole energy, their vibe and everything until LeBron came. But you look at the whole situation now, man, I mean, LeBron hit that shot last night. Yeah, it was a great shot, true indeed. But it's not nothing that you're going to remember, like, 20 years from now.
Nah, probably not, man.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, well, he beat the Magic with a shot. Jordan clinched the series with that shot.
Right.
So they still got to get past them. They still got to get past Orlando, man.
Well, it's going to be a tough series, man. But, you know, I kind of thought the Cavs was going to go in and just sweep them. But my mind has been changed.
Man, I mean, dude, they hyped up. They hyped up Kobe. They hyped up LeBron, like we were talking about yesterday, man, with the whole puppet thing. You know, I mean, dude, that's straight motivation for anybody else, man. I'm like, dude, I'm an NBA player. If I'm Dwight Howard, I'm like, I'm an NBA player too. So how in the world you gonna sit up here and not respect my game? You know what I'm saying? And if I was on the other end of the spectrum, Carmelo, I'm like, man, dude, I was like the top in the top five getting picked when we came out. And you acting like I can't take my team to the next level? So we going to see what happened with these two series. And then hopefully, hey, man, I hope it don't be a big surprise, man, to a lot of folks. I know one of my homeboys, you know, he a strict Laker fan. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, Lakers.
Yeah, I hate the Lakers. It's a passion.
Yes,
my
man.
Dad a Lakers fan, man.
I know. Yeah, we Laker haters on this show today. But look, yo, you know what I'm saying? He already got in his mind that they made it. You know what I'm saying? Like every other Laker fan do, but hey, man, it's all good. You know, if you make it, you make it. If you don't, guess what? Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, on a whole nother note, man, we're going to switch gears on this real quick. Al, I don't know if you know about this right here out here in Atlanta, man. Had a situation with a little young guy, man, that was being bullied at school, and he hung himself at home. You familiar with that?
I think I have heard that story, man. That's a sad story.
Man, you know. The other day, this is a particular show I listen to out here, man, the Derek Bozeman show, talk show just like ours. But, you know, Derek, man, he's a community activist, and went up to the courtroom, and he was kind of outraged with the decision. The DeKalb School Board was saying that basically the school was not, you know, at fault for the whole situation. They saying basically they didn't have any bullying at the school, and they were saying that the young man, you know, basically was starting fights himself. So they're not liable for anything, man. And I found that kind of strange, man.
That's a lot.
I know, man.
They
I mean,
do that
dude.
Because of the fact of, like you said, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to take accountability for what goes on in that school. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to go out through the long, drawn-out process of going through the court procedures and going to the next steps in court and all this and that. You know, they don't want to go through that. That's why, you know, they probably, well, that's why their lawyer, whoever their lawyer is, told them to plead that way.
Well, so. I mean, even with that being said, my dude, I mean, what goes around is going to come around, and hopefully, man, the people that, I mean, dude, a child is gone. That's the thing they got to understand. Me, personally, I felt like what they should have done, they should have got the little young guy that was messing with them, took them to the funeral home, to the wake, let them sit in there with the body for a good 10, 20 minutes, and you know what I'm saying? Let them see what it really was, man, because, I mean, that child is never coming back behind some silliness, man. And then on top of that, man, I mean, they ain't going to really care anyway because it's another way to basically get rid of, you know, black men. You know? I mean, you think about it, man. They don't have any value on anything. The young man is gone, and what type of, you know, I mean, what type of healing process will they have behind this whole situation?
I know they're probably going to do any type of memorial thing on the, you know what I'm saying, wake for him at the school or nothing like that.
Right.
They probably not even concerned about that now.
No, they're not, man.
I guarantee probably about less than 15% of the people who go to school probably going to be there, man. It's, you know.
Well, I mean, with the funeral, they had the funeral over in the islands. I forget which islands they're from. But, you know, the funeral happened already, and the mom is, you know, basically doing her rounds, trying to make sure the story stays alive. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, there's really not much that came out of the whole situation. But as far as, you know, I mean, as far as with them saying they're not, you know, negligent about the whole situation, man, I think that's ludicrous, man. Really. Really it is.
They know what's going on. Teachers know what's going on. You know, and other, you know, upperclassmen students, you know, who are concerned know what's going on. They probably just are afraid to, you know, say anything because they probably don't want to get into that particular you know, arena with front of the court and, you know, sitting on the witness stand.
Well, hey, you know, man. I mean, that, hey, that mother has lost her child, but.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to keep praying for him, man. Prayers for the family and, and everybody that was involved. But as far as today, let them know what we're talking about, Al.
Well, today, people, we're going to be talking about the wonderful world of customer service. And we're going to be asking, you know, a couple questions, you know, trying to get some couple experiences from some of our callers, hopefully. You know, if you had any experiences of poor customer service, and has customer service declined over the past two decades? Mm-hmm. Have large companies forgot to take care of their customers? Mm-hmm. And what should you do if you encounter a bad customer service experience? How should you handle that?
Yep. We're also going to add on later on in the show, you know, we had our own little reenactment of a little experience that I had at a restaurant. So y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all stay tuned and check out this little skit we got for y'all later on in the show. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this, believe me. But, man, we're going to go ahead and go to our first song of the day, and we are talking about customer service. So I hope y'all like this joint that we're going to go ahead and play today for y'all. And it's a classic out here in PA. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Classic song. So we're going to go ahead and run this song for y'all by a classic group. Southern hospitality at its best.
My old boy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test. But I can't be stopped, cause I gotta come too. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, cause I don't eat steak. I gotta play the soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. Not covered in too much, drinking a couple punts. Top of cold every last Thursday of the
Daddy
month.
Put the high grits on my chest in the morning. When I was sick, Mary had the hot soup boiling. Didn't know why, but it felt so good. Like some waffles in the morning, headed back to the woods. Now full as a tick, got some soul on blast and a cassette. Food for my brain and haven't stopped learning yet. Hot wings for Mojo's, got my forehead sweat. Celery and blue cheese on my menu.
Now my body till I steal. Die face dunes around me like cancer. Drill, we were secondhand off the cuffs, but only to me. Not the worst, plus I'm getting pimped by this pimp in a jacket from Optimus. Stabbing niggas, laughing, set up clown, don't talk to me like that. We done through it, of course, living day by day. And you ain't hard trick, hell you say.
It's such a blessing when my eyes get to see the sunrise. I'm ready to begin. Another chance to get further away from where I've been, but I never forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate the shit. Because if I had a witness, took the ease away, wouldn't be the strong nigga that I am today. Everything that I did, different things I was told, just ended up being food for my soul.
Ain't your soul food? Well, it's good old fashioned soul food. All right. Everything is for free, as good as it can be. Love ain't get some soul.
Sunday morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, over with a stove ride. Church to drop a chicken in yesterday's grease, then go together with this powder mickey. Last night, hanging over from a good time. Yeah, beef is cheaper, but it's pork with red dye between two pieces of bread. Started to look good with them hairy legs. Wish I could cut her up, but my stomach come before six. A house full of holes. Now what's the ingredients? Spaghetti plus a muffin flow.
They know they're making it hard on the yard. Fuck Chris Darden, fuck Marshall Claw. Taking us when we in the spotlight for a joke. Changing by the day, I see it's getting bigger in my square. Bigger than Lennox from the outside with the stair. No money to go inside, Jamaica and Tiffany outside. Tripping and skipping rope to the beach for my cheese. And I speak what's up from the drop.
He been helping the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. And cottage greens too big for my team. Smoke steam from under the lid that's on the block. Ain't never had a lot, but thankful for the little that I got. Why not me? Fast food got me for the sick. Them pockets ain't they sick. By trying to make this bullshit affordable, I thank the Lord that my voice was recordable.
So
hold up, see, it's what I write. And Miss Lady, acting like we in jail. Said she ain't got no extra hush puppets to sell. Bank hissy fool, making me hit the door with a mind full of attitude. It was a line at the beautiful JJ's real shack was packed too. Looking to be one of them days when mama ain't cooking. Everybody's out hunting with the family, looking for a little soul food.
We are now back live on the Middleman Talk Show, and that was Goody Mob, one of their classic songs, soul food, still sounds good to this day, man.
Man, that, hey, music, you know man. What? That makes me feel like I'm in Atlanta for real. And the reason why I say that, man, that record came out when, I mean, Atlanta just had a, you know, I'm not from here, but at the same time, it just had a feel about the city at that time, man. You can distinguish it from everything else in the South. It ain't like it
right.
is now. It really don't feel like Atlanta, but that song reminds me of Atlanta, period. Love
good
that
music,
record, man.
Good
miss
music.
That, yeah,
if
miss
you're on
that
the chat line now, people, if you're on the chat line now, people, you know what I'm saying, don't forget to hit up GM with your store, and don't forget to add the Middlemen Talk Show to your favorites as well on the chat line. So, today, people, let's get into it, man. Let's talk about this customer service realm that we're in today and how it compares to, you know, back in the 80s and the 70s, you know, back when customer service was probably at one of its highest points or whatever. But today, you know, I kind of see a trend and, you know, from, I think customer service is really going down, you know, as far as in the people who are hired for the jobs and their training, you know, because we have people who get jobs, but then they hate going to work because of the atmosphere in which they're working in. And then their way of showing you that actual customer appreciation is not there because of the atmosphere of the job, or maybe because of us, the customers, because of the way we treat them too. You know, it plays in both sides.
Al, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Regardless how respectful you are to some of these knuckleheads behind the fast food counter, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of how respectful you are when you go into any store, or whatnot, man. You can walk in the store nowadays and people will literally leave you sitting there, man. Me and Doug G, we was up in Home Depot and over in Riverdale. I mean, we looking for a little small part to put on the dishwasher. Man, we hit the little button, you know, somebody was supposed to come over and assist us and tell us what we need to find, where we can find the item. Man, we sat there for about 20 minutes, man, waiting on somebody. Dude, I'm over here playing with refrigerators. I'm playing with the stoves. You know, I'm just messing with everything. I could have sat down and made me a drink and cooked me some food. I mean, that was horrible, man. So I'm just telling you, man. It's horrible now. I mean, it's deplorable as far as the way a customer service has gotten. I think, in my opinion, it has gotten worse.
Yeah.
They don't know how to keep us, man, as customers, man.
And, you know, another thing that irked me about customers, not customers, but employees, like when you go to, like, a convenience store, and you hand them money in their hands, but then when they give money back to you, sometimes they'll throw it on the counter, set it on the counter when you have your hand out.
Oh,
what is that?
Redneck.
Now, would you say they're being racist because they don't want to touch my hand, or, I mean, what?
I don't know, man. Racist. I would just call it what it is, dog. Racist.
Well, we got some people on the line that probably got some comments that they want to make. Caller 678-651. You're on the Middleman Show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's Nick.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I've been kind of silent for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, buddy, we missed you. You missed a good show last week too, dog.
Oh yeah. You know, I get the podcast on iTunes, so
Yeah,
I heard it.
That's cool, man. We was like, man, if Nick was here, he probably would have dropped some bombs, dropped some knowledge on these people.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it was that good. So, what's your opinion is, man?
Well, you know that my 9 to 5 is as a trainer for a restaurant chain here. Basically, I go and I train. I'm not gonna say which restaurant, but you know, I train all the new employees at different restaurants. Sometimes I go out of town to train.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have conflicting views on it because when I go somewhere as a consumer, as a customer, as a patron, because of my job, I'm expecting top-notch service. Anything. I don't always get that. But
right.
at the same time, I do know that sometimes people can take you there. You know, I understand in all walks of life, everybody can have a bad day.
Right.
I'm a strict believer of when you're at work, you're at work. That's why I was trying to tell all the new cats I'm training, like, don't come to work to be cool. Come to work to do your job. So you know, rolling around trying to holler at whatever girl is there, not taking care of your people, that's not good. And it's beyond just the restaurant business. It's, you know, in the gas stations and hotels and any type of customer service. You know, you come to your job to do your job. You don't come. You might not like what you do at the time, but you're blessed because, especially in this economy, a lot of people don't have jobs. I see people walk in and asking for jobs every day and wish they had the chance to get up there and show that they can give good customer service.
I mean, you know, I know you see both sides of the coin, man. How many times have you wanted to spit in somebody's food or do something just like, man, because they just scraped butt? I'm just keeping it real, man.
Keeping it real with you, I have never, because I feel like my karma is instant. So I've never wanted to spit in somebody's food, but I have given someone my opinion. But anybody who knows me, it's gonna take a second before you get me there.
Yeah.
But you know, but you have to understand, you know, on our side, and I always try to tell people that when people come into these restaurants, you know, a lot of times that's the only time where they have a sense of importance. You have no idea what kind of hell they catch at their job. So when they come in there, they just want to feel important. And sometimes they might go about it the wrong way. Might be disrespectful towards a server, disrespectful towards a gas station attendant. And sometimes it's intentional. A lot of times it's intentional, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, man.
But it's your job to make their experience.
Nick, let me ask you this, Nick. Have you ever witnessed anybody that you have trained, like, do something to their customers because their customers did something to them? I mean, have you ever witnessed something like that?
I'm trying to get me fired. Nah. I will say this. I opened a store. Well, I didn't open the store, but they did like a whole revamp on the store, and so they brought us in to train all the new employees and everything. Before they reopened the store, they had like a little mock service day where they had some people come in. They could eat for free, just come in and kind of get us the service, the test run.
Right.
And They are there to give you the most extreme scenarios,
right?
You know, and I just really saw a girl just break down, because I mean the girl she was serving really was being a jerk. She really was, and then the server, she was pregnant, so you know those emotions of those emotions are running high.
Yeah,
she was from New Orleans.
Yeah, she probably got down for the prize then.
When I tell you all that ninth ward of her came out, every bit of it. But it's just one of those things, man. Like, you can't, like, and this is just my thing. When I go sit down and I'm going to purchase something, whether it be food, whether it be gas, if I'm purchasing a product, I'm not going to piss off the person who has that product that I'm about to purchase.
Even if
the service is that bad, I'm going to politely ask to speak to a manager.
Well, check this out, Nick. We got some companies, basically, that we're going to give you the top five of the best companies, and we're going to give you the top five of the worst companies. Now, as far as the best companies, as far as when it's dealing with customer service, number one, you have Amazon. Then number two, you have USAA. That's an insurance company. Number three, surprisingly, Jaguar. Number four is Lexus. Number five is the Ritz-Carlton. Now, you think about that. Listen to that list. You got an internet site, an insurance company, two car companies, and a hotel. No restaurant. Think about that.
Not at all. All
right. Now, we're going to go to the worst as far as with customer service. Now, y'all listen real careful to this, because I know some of y'all probably going to blow y'all phone up when y'all hit us from right here. The worst company, number one, AOL. Number two, Comcast.
Wow.
Number three, Sprint. Number four, Abercrombie and Fitch.
Wow. I
hate them. It's a gay store. And number five is Quest, which is another insurance company. And we got a little list that go a little bit further. Capital One, Bank of America, Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Man, think about that.
I need to get to that list. I need to see where my company kind of ranks in there.
Dude, I'm just tripping, man, because if you think about it, man, if you live in Georgia and certain parts of the South, you're dealing with Comcast. Comcast number two, dog.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Comcast. You call them, they'll have you on the phone for hours at a time,
hours.
Man. Just make you want to just smack the hell out of somebody.
Can I give you an example of that?
Yeah.
I just had a friend about a month ago called to get Comcast service. and they took his money, $250. I don't know what all that money was for, but he got a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
But when I tell you that a month later, they still hadn't come out and set up his service.
Hell no.
And then when he called them about it, they gave lame excuse about why they hadn't come out. And then when he said, I want my money back, it took them 3 weeks before they refunded the money.
Oh, no.
3 weeks.
Nah. Oh, no, we would have had a problem. We would have had a problem off the rip, man. I would have been all up in there. You know what I'm saying? Nick, man, stay on the line. Most definitely. Nick, we want you to stay on the line because we know you got some more comments to give in. You know, we want to get a couple other callers in real quick. But before we let you off the line, Nick, what is the name? Can you say the name of your company without getting in trouble, dog?
I can.
What's the name?
The name of my company is Jackmont Hospitality. For everybody who is who's an Atlanta resident, you're familiar with Maynard Jackson, the first African-American mayor of Atlanta.
Right.
It's the company that he started.
Okay.
And it owns the franchise of TGI Fridays.
Okay. So we're about to tell you, because we got Jen checking right now to see what you guys rank as far as when it comes to customer service, because if y'all customer service is down on the bad end, dog, I'm not coming to eat with y'all. Or you just want to participate in none of y'all stuff. None of it.
There you go. And then you got Jen doing it. So I know I'm going to hear that.
All right, Nick, make sure you stay on the line with us, man. Hey, you want to take care of the next caller, yo?
Yeah, next caller, 678-200-8669. You're on the Middleman Show.
Hey, it's Linda.
Hey,
Linda,
what's going on?
Nothing much. This is actually the first time I've listened in.
Okay.
And I wanted to just give my comments on the customer service.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking for someone who has worked in the customer service field, I believe in order to be good at it, it's in you or it's not in you, in the story. I mean, if you're a people person, you're a people person. If you're not a people person, you're not a people person. And if you're not a people person, get out of the customer service business.
That is true. I mean, me personally, I've experienced that because a friend of mine owned a record store, and I worked with him for a while. And, you know what I'm saying, as far as with the people, I like dealing with people myself. You know, I've seen other people that would work the store. They couldn't sell, they couldn't sell Michael Jackson's greatest hit to a Michael Jackson fan. That's how bad they were.
Right.
So, I mean, I definitely understand if you are a people person, I think that does play a big part of everything. So, I mean, if we may ask, what type of work do you do?
Hey,
you got to say it if you don't want to now.
I've done a little of everything.
Okay.
I have taught school. I do a radio show.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Now,
you plug your show, shameless plug. Go ahead and do it.
Riding Dirty Radio, 89.3 WRMG out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Oh, Linda, you know I didn't catch your name.
You did not catch me. I knew you didn't.
Yeah, what's going on, Carol?
I knew you didn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I've sold Metro PCS. I've done a little of everything. So, I mean, and I'm a people person.
Right.
So, I mean, I could probably sell ice water to the devil.
Oh, yeah, I can testify to that. You're definitely a great people person. I mean, you can deal with your personality. I mean, you have some people, once they meet people, they just, man, you just want to be like, man, get away from me.
Right.
Right now you mean like, oh, my God, you suck as a people person.
But I also will say there are those people that when they do come into the establishment where you're working that, regardless, you can't please them.
Yeah.
It does not matter. I mean, speaking, and as I heard you guys saying about the throwing the chains on the counter deal, I've experienced that.
I can't stand when people do that. That's one of the most irritating things ever.
I'm like, if I handed you the money, hand me my money back.
True that.
I mean, that is so rude to me.
Right.
But, I mean, I have, like, and you were talking about Riverdale? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's river hell. Okay? I worked in Riverdale for a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
That is river hell. And I worked in a business.
Horrible.
Oh, my God. The business I worked in, I was the only Caucasian person in the business.
Oh, wow.
So it took me and the customers that came in, you know, the clientele was predominantly African-American and predominantly and Hispanic. Very few Caucasian. And it took me a good 6 months before anybody liked me. My customers were rude to me. I mean, I couldn't please anybody. and I am one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yes, sir. That's true.
And I will go over, bend over backwards to help you in ways anybody else won't do.
Right.
If I can do it and I got 5 minutes, I'm going to take care of you. And, but, I mean, you know, because there are those customers you can't please.
I mean, you have some people, Linda, and you think about it. I mean, I listen to Clark Howard. I listen to a lot of different shows, and they try to give you advice of how to handle these ignorant companies. But you got some people that will take that same knowledge, and they will try to basically pump it up on steroids. Say, for if you, okay, you work, you say the Metro. All
right.
Something wrong with the phone. They'll come in there. You like, well, I'll go ahead and replace your phone. No, I want the new iPhone. You know what I'm saying? They're going to carry it on and carry it on and carry it on and carry it on.
Oh, yeah.
Worse until they're going to basically make you like, get out of my store.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I have actually, while I was working for Metro, I actually did call 911 on a couple different people. Because I had several people that told me they would snatch me across the counter and things of that nature.
What?
And I'd be like, you know what? We could go. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I'd rather you just leave my store.
Yeah. I mean, even with your experience in dealing with that, when you go out, how do you look at it as far as when you go out and say, for if you go to a store, I mean, do you try to give them that respect that you would want, or sometimes they just get on your nerve?
I mean, my thing is, like, if I go somewhere, I'm as nice to that person who's dealing with me as I would want somebody to be with me.
Right. Right.
Now, if something is not quite right, I will say it, but I will say it in a nice manner.
Right.
And now, I live in Griffin, and our McDonald's in Griffin is the worst McDonald's on the face of the earth.
Yes, I agree.
And I have very nicely told some people, look, this is not the job for you. You might want to find a new one. Because if you don't like your job, then you need to go. Because that's
What did they do? I mean, did they just wasn't adequate enough to do the job?
I've had somebody sit there and talk about me in my face.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've had somebody say, look at her, who she thinks she is.
What?
Or I have had one little girl, she didn't even wait on me. I'm standing there waiting for my order to be taken, and she's sitting there chit-chatting with her friend.
Now,
and I was like, are you on the clock, Shawty?
Have you ever had anybody give you the wrong order or whatnot?
Oh, yes. I've had that done. And
I'm
very nice when something like that happens. I'll be like, you know what? This is not what I ordered. Can we fix it? And then I worry. Sometimes I just take it because I worry if I take it back, what I'm going to get back.
Come back with a real special sauce burger.
There you go.
Well, Linda, we greatly appreciate you calling in. Hey, you keep tuning in and go Celtics.
You know I'm a Lakers fan. Don't even go there. But see, it's kind of touch and go with me because you know I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm a LeBron James fan.
And,
so, you know.
Well, it's green and white all the way over here.
I know this. All right, guys.
We appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right. And if you're on the chat board with Jen right now, or if you want to call in, please tell us your story. Let us know your story, and you know we can discuss it and hope it's a great one and funny, because I love to laugh. So if you have any funny poor customer service stories, you know what I'm saying, please chat with Jen, and she can get you in on that. And so, but that was hilarious about the McDonald's experience, you know, that she had over there with McDonald's, you know.
Yeah.
Telling them, hey, you shouldn't be working here. You don't act like that. So,
yeah. How many times have you ever wanted to kill somebody that?
I mean, that's almost every week, you know what I'm saying? Because, you're going to run across that, like, you know, at least two to three times out of a whole week, man. You're going to run across something like that. I don't understand it, but, I mean, you're just going to run across something like that. You know, people just don't care no more. But my question is, from there, is it the companies or is it the people that lead into the bad customer service, you know, quality? I mean, you know, I think it's more the people who are actually working at that particular store, because the company, a lot of them, they really don't come down and visit all the stores. They go to certain ones, you know, like far as the company head. You know, they have guidelines in which they follow, but it's the leadership staff, I believe, who's in there that are not training these people, screening these people in the interview process to make sure that they're getting good quality work.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, I can understand people need jobs. But if you need jobs, I mean, you need to go in there with an attitude, you know, showing that you're here to work, you're here to serve customers, and you're here to follow the guidelines, you know, because having poor customer service, I mean, that's taking money out of the company which you're working for. Pocket. And if you don't make money, that means you don't lose your job.
Damn. I'm going to show you something. And it's ironic that you said that. And I got a couple of facts that, you know, basically will kind of sum that up right here. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, basically, hold one second. It costs the company 6 times more to attract a new customer than it does to keep an old customer. Now, you think about it. For every customer that they lose, they got to spend 6 times the amount of money to get a new person back in that door.
That makes sense. I definitely believe that.
And think about this one also. I got another one right here. Customer loyalty can be worth up to 10 times more as a single purchase. So if I go to a store one time and purchase, never go back the rest of my life, they lost money. But if I go back constantly, you know, think about it. A perfect example of that type of store would be the Dollar Tree. Think about it. You go in there and you buy stuff all the doggone time, and I guarantee you, their customer loyalty is like out of this world. And that's on some other right there. And I mean, if I can for a second tell you one of my little funny stories too, man. I got two on. One, I might gross a couple of people out, man. I used to be a cook back in high school. I worked for the Holiday Inn. Back in Mississippi, man, and I worked in the kitchen. Started off as a dishwasher, like Rick Ross. Moved my way up the shelf, but I ain't never rapped like that. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I got in there, man. I was cooking. I had another guy that was working with me, too, man. I'm not going to say his name because it was funny to me. But we had this GM, man, and she was, like, kind of real mean and low down. And, you know, she gave us a hard time that day, man, about doing certain things around in the kitchen. So my man was like, all right. She had the nerve. She was like, all right, cool, we'll do it. So she had the nerve and the audacity to come back in there and ask him to fix her a burger with grilled onions and sauteed onions on it. Okay, my man was like, cool. He came up to me like, Ted, I'm about to get this beep. So I was like, man, what you about to do, man? He's like, well, look, you know, she been in the butt, man. Just watch, check me out, man. Just keep an eye out for her. I was like, cool. I'm like, man, I ain't really want to get down like that, but this cat cooked her sauteed onions and grilled onions. Man, why did he sit up there and grill the onions and spit in them?
Wow.
He served the man.
Hey,
dog. She ate that burger. You know what the first thing she said? That was the best burger I ever ate in my life. That's what she told us, man. You know, I felt bad ever since then, man, so I'm finally getting this out. Whew, I released that. So I'm free of that right there. But
that reminds me of that movie. I know you probably have seen it, that movie Waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Where,
man, that made me not want to eat at a restaurant no more.
Right, right.
If you
get a plate and your food is messed up, order something else. Don't send the plate back, please. Do not send it back. Because it will come back jacked up sometime.
And I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, man, I think it's kind of crazy, man, how some people just will sit up there and just, you know, complain to the waiter staff, the wait staff, and be like, this wasn't done right. And, you know, man, we used to receive, you know, like, food back to the kitchen, man. Somebody was like, well, it's not undercooked enough. And I'm like, you want it raw? You know what I'm saying? So I send it back out to them. But, I mean, I knew some cooks, man, that... I mean, dude, you know when they drop the burger or the steak on the floor, say they get a little seasoning, the 10-second rule, I've seen that happen.
Put it right back
in the box, and you stuck with it.
Right.
But, I mean, this all relates back to customer service, because you think about it. If you lose that person, like I said earlier, it's going to cost that company 6 times the amount just to get some more people to come back up in. And, I mean, customer service is, in my opinion, deplorable right now. You know what I'm saying? Really.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. All day.
And then on top of that, you really can't complain because sometimes it goes nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? Because like the stat we got here, another fact, 80% of all complaints received by an organization are more likely to have poor communication as a result of the customer or the organization itself. So if you can't, you know, basically get that complaint conveyed over to them in the right manner, guess what? It probably won't get to them. And a lot of times they ain't going to relay that message back to you right. So, I mean, you lose that customer, then you stuck back to where you was, square one. I hate this company, and I'm telling like 20 other people. And that's a fact also. Normally, 9 out of 10 times when you don't like a company, you'll tell 20 other people. That's a fact.
Let me ask this question now. You know, I want some of our callers to comment on this one as well, too. You know, it's sort of like a racial issue, you know, for us questions, you know. But I want to know, have you ever experienced a particular encounter to where you felt that you were racially profiled in a store somewhere?
Well, my wife would tell me about a store called City Trend. They had this one lady that would sit up there and watch all of the Afro-American customers that come in. And every other race would come in. She didn't pay them no attention, but my wife said she noticed it was girls and stuff and stuffing their shirt one time. My wife would just laugh about it. She was like, if you were paying attention to everybody else, then you would catch that. But if you're on the line, you can go ahead and press that number one and let us know if that has happened to you before. What are some of your stories about customer service? Because, you know, hey, this show is all about you guys also.
That's right. That's right. I think Jen want to comment on this as well, too. Let me see Jen. And Jen, you there?
Yes, I am here, and I have a story. Okay, Walmart. Walmart is on the worst customer list now because it deserves to be there. I have a little sister, and she's in junior high, and so she needed some glitter, like body art tattoos to put a mask, decorating a mask for her class. So I go in Walmart. I know I've seen these little tattoos before, and so I couldn't find them. So I go and ask Hispanic worker, you know, where are these tattoos? She sends me like 3 different places. Everybody that I can find either doesn't understand English or can't help me in Walmart. So basically, the last Hispanic lady I speak with, she sends me to cosmetics. And in cosmetics, I meet another lady who then tells me, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about, and says, go 4 aisles down. I go 4 aisles down, and guess what it is? It's the hair grease and perms. Lady, I didn't say nothing about grease or perms. I said glitter. And because I was black and she didn't understand me, she sent me to the perm. So then I had to throw the entire basket in the floor and tell them that I was going to make it my life call to have people never to shop at Walmart again.
So, Jen, it seems like you fit into that 13th percentile of people who have a problem at a store and tell 20 other people about it.
Yeah, I told 1,000 people. I did.
I'm going to show y'all something. This is fun. That one bad incident. Now, this is a fact that I'm stating right here. I'm checking out some of the stuff I looked up a little earlier. But it takes 12 positive service incidents to make up for one negative incident. So for that one incident that lady created for you, it's going to take them 12 more because out of that 20, hey, 12 of them might go in that store be like, they had that problem. I don't want to deal with these folks today.
Yeah, but you know what? The dangers of stores like Walmart, I can shout into eternity like Walmart has bad customer service. Because of the type of mega globalization Walmart has become, people don't care. They don't come for customer service. You know, they overlook that. They just want when they want it, they want it quickly, fast, and they want to be out the door. But that has ruined, I think, companies, and it has ruined capitalization in America.
Right. Well, Jen, I agree with you 145%.
That's a good argument.
We talked about restaurants. We talked about Walmart. We talked about the good and the bad. So basically, that's one thing in itself. So as far as when it comes to restaurants, our second song of the day, and I know we got a call on the line out there, 678-200. We're going to get right to you after this little break right here. This is a classic also. If you go to a restaurant and you do what these fellas do, you might get kicked out because it has happened to me before. Our second song of the day is by the Fat Boy, All You Can Eat. Y'all check this out.
I'm back live on the Middleman Talk Show, and that was All You Can Eat by the Fat Boys. A classic, I think. So, well, we just got through talking about, you know, customer service. You know, some people called in and gave their experiences to poor customer service, and, you know, we have, you know, heard some interesting stories, and, you know, and now I want to try to move into, you know, how can we, you know, or what can we do when we encounter a bad customer service experience? What should we do? What should we do with that? But first, I think we need to go ahead and take this caller, 678-200-8669.
Hey, it's Miss Linda. It's Miss Linda again.
Okay.
I just wanted to kind of, like, piggyback what you said a while ago about when somebody has a bad experience, how long it takes that company to recover from that. Because I know if I get a good experience, I hardly ever tell anybody. But it's that bad experience that you never forget. because you better believe if you go in some place and you have a bad experience, the first thing you're going to do, you're going to go home and tell your wife, or you're going to go home and tell your sister, your brother, your husband, whatever, and you're going to tell everybody, especially if it was something that really, really rubbed you the wrong way.
Right, right.
So,
I can definitely agree with that.
And what the question you just posed about what we can do when you encounter the bad experience, you need to go to the highest member of management you can find. There's a manager over the whole thing, then there is a district manager. And if you complain to the right person will get reprimanded. The right person will eventually get removed. Because I tell you, at one point in time, I probably knew the district manager for every location of every store in Griffin, Georgia. Because any time I had an issue with anybody, that's the first thing I would ask for. I need your store manager's name. I need your district manager's name. And you go through the proper chain of command. You make your complaint, even if you have to do it in writing. You make your complaint, and everybody has an email address now, so you can email your complaints right away.
Yeah, and a lot of companies, you know, they have those customer satisfactory things that you can fill out at the store or at the restaurant that you can fill out.
Never fill them out at the store.
Never feel like you just go straight to the person, huh?
I mean, that's me, because my thing is, you don't know who opens those boxes that have those comment cards in them. You don't know who actually looks at that stuff. So if you've got a waitress or you've got a server or you've got a whatever, somebody that knows she don't do what she's supposed to or he does what he's supposed to, and he gets to go through the box, you don't believe he's not going to pull those out?
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I can agree with that. But it's supposed to be their problem. They're supposed to read them, but, you know, I don't think all of them do. I don't think all of them do, so.
No, but I think almost every fast food chain has the surveys that you can actually do online.
Oh, really?
You can actually do, if you've had a good experience, you've had a bad experience, you can actually go online and, you know, you just put it what the location was and things like that. And almost on every receipt that you get, there's a 1-800 or a 1-888 number. If you've had problems, you've had issues, you can call.
Can y'all hear me?
We definitely appreciate, I think you have a problem with the microphone, but, we definitely appreciate the comment, Ms. Glenda.
But yeah, I'm loving the show, just so you guys know, and the music is I'm tripping out over the music.
We'll go back on you real quick.
Fat Boys. I was like, oh my God. You know, that was what I was growing up, so.
Yeah. I actually got kicked out of a restaurant like that before. Me six of my friends, we was at a Quincy's. The manager was like, no, man, y'all taking pans. You gotta go.
They
gave us good customer service, but they was like, no, y'all can't stay up in here like that.
Well, y'all keep doing y'all thing. I am thoroughly enjoying it.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate the comment. Let's say all right. Caller 334-233-4026. You're on the Middleman Show.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
How you doing? What's going on, DJ Solo?
Oh, I thought that was good.
Solo,
man.
What's happening,
baby?
What's going on?
Nothing much. What's good, man? You have some bad customer service experience with somebody you want to beat upside the head?
Let me tell y'all what happened to me. Now, I was in Atlanta. I forgot which one of those towns outside of Atlanta, right?
Uh-huh.
So me and my jump off had went over there to, you know, we went over there for the whole week.
Right.
So we ended up getting into it and everything for like, what? It was like, we was there for like 8 hours, so... We decided, what's name? I was going to come back to Alabama. She was going to go back to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in Georgia, right? So when I went up to the desk, I was like, well, I paid for 7 days. But something came up, so I have to go. I said, is there any way that I can get, I know I probably won't get all my money back, but is there any way that I can get like part of my money back? And she was like, nah, we can't do that. But, you know, and then I was like, well, you know, I was here for like 8 hours.
Right.
And so they told me, the girl told me, she said, well, you can fill this out and all this stuff here. So I went through and I got, like, her name. I got, like, the general manager name and all this stuff right here. They gave me some numbers to call upper management and all this stuff here. So I did all that right there. And I never did even get a response back. And, you know, it got so bad that I had to report it to the Better Business Bureau.
Wow. What's the name of the hotel you was in, dude?
I think it was the company. I think that's what it was.
What? I mean, man, we had good experience with them guys, man. I mean, you stayed one day and they wouldn't refund you your money.
No, it was like, it wasn't even a whole day. It was like 8 hours.
8 hours?
Eight hours.
You paid for 7 days.
Yeah, I paid for 7 days.
I mean, did you speak with the owner of the, was it Arabians? I hate to say that, y'all excuse me, I'm being a little racist, but was it some Arabs?
No, it was us.
What?
it was us.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I told him, I said, well, I understand I probably can't get my money back, but is there, like, I can get, like, a coupon for three nights or something, like, later on in the year or something?
No, sir. No,
yeah,
sir.
They were like, no. They were like, no. No. So, you know, even after I called and wrote, you know, I went through the correct chain of command that I needed to go to, but, you know, it was never no action taken.
Right. Wow.
And I think the whole thing is, it's just a money issue. Once they got your money, you know, hey.
They got you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But we all live and learn, though.
That's interesting right there. Yeah. That is interesting right there, man. I mean, I know you probably done changed up your format of how you book your room, man.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll appreciate the comment, man.
All right, man. Y'all get at me now,
man.
Solo.
Oh,
hey,
I appreciate it.
Hold on, Solo, before you get off the line, you know what I would have did, though?
What's that?
I would have got me a garbage can, put some dirty old towels in it, put some lighter fluid on it, burn that I'll just play.
Yeah, I tell you what I should have did, though. My first thing was dropping her back off and just going to find me a new woman to kick it with.
Keep it gangster, man. Keep it gangster.
All right, for sure, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. I'm enjoying it, but I'm loving it.
Most definitely, man.
Appreciate
you, my man.
All right.
Hey, Al. I don't know if we really had the opportunity to talk about this yet, but on our wearethemiddlemen.ning site, we put up a poll like last week and it ended today. And the question that we posed was, has customer service declined in the last 20 years? We had a couple of votes to come in. 66.67% said yes, 16% said no, and 16% said it's the same. So overwhelmingly, it seemed like people was like, man, it's gotten worse for everybody.
Right.
So even with customer service the way it is right now, man, I guess people are like, man, I don't really want to deal with that, you know,
right,
as far as how they're acting. And also on our site, man, wearethemiddlemen.ning.com, we got some new members on there, man. I want to give a shout-out to them real quick before we keep moving on. Man, Dirty Work, Marsha Washington George, DJ Speedway, Troy Waldrop, not the driver, not the race car driver, John and Derek Lewis of Jazz 44. So I want to give a shout-out to all them. And
appreciate y'all for joining.
Yeah. Hey, what my music at, man? Right now, we got some problems, man. Give me some music in the background, man. I don't hear nothing.
What's going on, man? What's going on with you,
man? I don't
hear
nothing, man. And for everybody that's on the line right now, also, we have a text number. Y'all can text us if y'all want to find out when, because I know a lot of people, they tell me, man, I sometimes forget when the show is coming on or, it slips my memory just a little bit. So we have a text number. You can text The Middlemen Show to 729669. That's The Middlemen Show. You can text that to 729669. See, I gave that good customer service right there, Al. I spoke it real slow.
Right.
Most people don't know.
729. No.
All right, back on to the show, man.
Let's
call
it again, but let's go take this. I think that's Nick out there. Nick, you got a comment you want to make, man?
Y'all crazy. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. This is all I want to say, though. On a serious note, because I am the type of person that if I have a bad experience, I'm going to report it. And I would like to see more of our people doing this. What you need to do is you need to contact, just like Ms. Linda said, you need to contact the general manager and district officer. You need to get an email. Be as detailed with the information as possible. That's the only way that this is going to work. I have to review complaints all the time. So when I see complaints and they have no contact information, they just have a person's first name, you can never get things done if you're not willing to put out what really happened in detail. Like, be as detailed as possible. That's the only way the results are going
to
happen.
Right. And one thing I want to add on to that, Nick, also, we need to follow up on our complaints. When you are complaining to a major corporation, and a lot of, I saw this on a Dateline special also, you need to follow up with that complaint. Also, write a letter. The letter, a lot of people don't believe how powerful letters are. If you get the opportunity and the company did you wrong, just go ahead and write a follow-up letter. Write a letter to the head of the company. 9 out of 10 times, you'll be surprised. They'll read it, and they'll give you some type of response.
Do take those things seriously, though. They do take those things seriously, so.
Go ahead and continue with your comment, Nick. I'm sorry about that, man. My customer
bad. That's pretty much it. It's very important to be detailed. That's the only way. And trust me, the comments, everything is read, and things are implemented.
Right.
But the only way that it will work is if you are as detailed as possible. If you just come in and say, oh, well, I had a bad experience, and I didn't like some of the people there. If you're not identifying the people there, then there's nothing that can be done about it. Because then when you're being as general, you have to be, like for me, I'm very detailed as far as the person's name, their description. The Wendy's on Camp Creek Marketplace, they can't stand me because I know all of them by name. I know them because I have called their corporate office so much, and I've told them if it were not for the fact that this is the only Wendy's in my quick area, I would never come there again.
Man.
That's the only reason. Yeah. And they are hard. They actually put me out. I went in there. I opened the store. I opened the door up for the manager. It was 10:05. She gonna tell me that we're not open yet. You're gonna have to leave. Open at 10. It says on the sign at 10:00.
That means she's supposed to be in there like 9:30.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
9:00.
You got
really?
Employees in there eating food.
No.
You have to be very detailed, and just like you said, you have to follow up. It's the only way things are going.
Right.
It's the only way you're gonna get results.
Nick. Hey, Nick, I think the girl Jen
want to
say something to you, man.
Yes. Hey, Jen. Yes. Hey, but listen, let me tell y'all a trick that I use that is so helpful. Like, what happened to me, like, Quick Trip took too much money from me, like, when I paid at the pump with my card. Instead of calling the store and calling, like, the general manager and they giving me the runaround, I went to their website, the national website. I went to public relations. I found the names. Like, they list names of people. I picked the name out, called the number, and said, hey, may I speak to Mr. So-and-so? And like, I knew the person. And so when I spoke to them, I told them what happened and told them that I was very dissatisfied. And three days later, my problem was solved. Plus, I got a gift card. Like, sometimes that helps. Go, like, the guy with the hotel, go to conference and website. Go to the public relations. Pick out a name and call that person. Act like you know them and say, Mr. So-and-so, this is what happened to me, and this is unacceptable. And I bet you, you'll get a result because you'll scare somebody like that.
Jean, have you ever done collections before?
Corrections? No. Well, y'all got to call me a jailer.
No, I'm just tripping. No, I'm talking about, you know, I don't know if I told y'all about this, but one time I had owed this company some money for a previous credit card I used to have. This cat called my house and was like, yeah, man, what's up, Kevin? What's going on, dog? I was like, who is this? Yeah, man, so you going to the basketball court later on? I'm like, I don't know. I might. Yeah, Mr. Gordon, you know you owe such money on this credit card. I was like, hell no.
Okay, I've done that before. I have done that to people. I worked in collections a long time. I've done that to people. I'll do that in a second.
I mean, buddy. Oh, they got me so good that time, man. I couldn't do it. Like, man, I'm going to send you some money Friday. I couldn't do it. I'm like, no, I'm going to send you some money Friday.
Those people like that company, the one who I know y'all have gotten the call, like, you know, your warranty on your car is going to run out. Like, I hate those people, too. They have the worst customer service. Like, I've been asked to take off that list or whatever at least, like, 20 times, and they still call me. They haven't called me since they put that, like, restraining order on them.
You put a restraining order on those people?
Now,
Obama put a restraining order on the company.
There's this other company that has been calling around, and it's really nobody that's on the other line. It's a, I guess it's a computer-operated system or whatever. They just call just to see if you're going to pick up, I guess.
Because
I Googled the number on the Internet, and a lot of the comments that were made, it was like, it's not anyone calling. It is some type
automated
of machine. Like an automated machine just to see. It goes through a whole number of random list of numbers, and they pick out a different set of numbers in which they call at certain times during the day.
Right.
So, what's
y'all
get that
area code 202?
202-602-402. Mm-hmm. Numbers like that.
I know what you're talking about. I googled something similar to that, and it was they were calling every hour on the hour.
Yeah, they got me on my cell phone, man, and I'm really trying to understand how they got my cell phone number.
Did y'all find out about my company where I was ranked?
Yeah, buddy, you're not on the list.
Good or bad?
I don't guess nobody's reporting with you guys with the customer service at all. I mean, obviously, if ain't nobody saying nothing, y'all doing something right.
Right. Y'all doing pretty good, I guess. Y'all in between somewhere.
Somewhere along that line, somebody going to say something and be like, yeah, we know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick. But, I mean, basically, man, I know we kind of getting a little stagnant right here, y'all, but we do apologize. But, I mean, other than that, customer service has gotten worse, and we know what to do to make it better. I mean, just, you know, if take it upon yourself. If you got a customer service-oriented job, take it upon yourself to do as best you can. Just treat people right. Treat people like you want to be treated. And, I mean, you can shine for your company. I know we had a video at the company that I work for right now called Give Them the Pickle. And basically, to sum that video up is, you don't have to necessarily go all out and go all out of your way. It's just a small extra thing. You know what I'm saying? Even if you tell a person at the desk, hey, have a great day, or how's your day going? Things of that nature. Yep. I mean, if you do things like that, sometimes you can make people feel good about themselves and that experience at that particular store. If it's yours or somebody else, it doesn't even matter. But make people feel like they are important, because guess what? They didn't have to spend that dollar with you. They didn't have to spend that dime with you. They didn't have to spend that penny, quarter, nickel, nothing. They didn't have to spend that time in your store. But since they did, make them feel like the person that's feeding your family, because that's who they really are.
That's right. Yeah. We got another call on the line. I think this is our friend Charlie.
Hey, what's going on?
Charlie in the middle of the
Hey, what's going on?
Man, y'all stumbled on it. When y'all talked about the people who be calling your cell phone and ask, listen, KG, you know me. You know I don't own no car because I don't drive.
Right.
But every day, like clockwork.
At 12:45.
Yeah. I get a phone call. I answer it. If I'm not thinking, usually I don't answer a phone that I don't know the number, but every now and then they catch me slipping. And as soon as I answer the phone, it says, you know, hello, and it's an automatic number that says, your warranty on your car may be expired.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Now, I dialed the zero.
Mm-hmm.
Person answered the phone. Because, you know, after a while I get tired of it, so I dial the zero. Person on the other line answers, and they're trying to extract information from me, personal information.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to, you know, and that's what threw a red flag on me, because I'm like, wait a minute. You know, if I did own a car and I did have a warranty, so all of the information that you should already have.
Right.
I'm not giving you my you don't know my name, but you call my number. You want to know where my address is? You want to know my social security number? That's a no-no.
Oh, man. They asked you for your social security number?
Yeah. So finally,
they were trying to get me.
Exactly. Come on now. And that's what I want to tell everybody. You know, when you get these numbers, what you should do, I don't know about you all in Georgia, but where I'm from, you call the attorney general.
Yeah.
Give the attorney general the number and tell them that these people are harassing you. And they will contact, the attorney general should contact them. You may even tell them that you suspect them of doing, you know, phone fraud or wire fraud or whatever. And
right.
The attorney general should be able to contact these people and find out who these people are and stop them from harassing you.
Wow. I mean, out here in Georgia, I'm not for sure. Jen, if you're on the line or you're on our chat board, go ahead and see if you can find who exactly do we need to speak with out here in Georgia, because I'm not even familiar with who we need to make a complaint of that nature too, because I mean, if somebody asking for your social security number, man, that's
fraud. But let me say something else to you, regular telemarketers.
Mm-hmm.
There is a, when you talk to them, there is a list that's called the do not call list.
Right.
When
right.
a telemarketer calls you unsolicited, you should tell that telemarketer that you do not appreciate those calls and from henceforth put you on the do not call list.
Right,
right.
At that point, when they put you on the do not call list, now listen to me, y'all get some money out of these people, because I have.
Uh-huh.
When they call you again and you're on that list, you call the Attorney General and let the Attorney General know that you have been harassed after you told them, and they have to pay you up with the $50.
Oh, hey man, that's gas money too. Way gas costs.
Hey, tell me. So a lot of these techniques, I'm going to tell you some of the techniques that some of them will try to use. They'll try to call you from a different number.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right,
so,
right.
You know,
yeah, I have seen that.
So you have to kind of, you have to be, you know, persistent on when they call you. Tell them to put you, do not put me on, you do not call me.
Right.
And then
you just sent some information over stating that President Obama, they're placing a federal restraining order on those companies for calling these people, you know, technically like that. So hopefully that is falling through, because I'm pretty sure we have a lot of people who are being harassed, you know, daily about these things. And I know that these are just people working an honest day's job, but I mean, come on, man.
No, man, they're willingly doing this because they had another special on Dateline. Where they were showing these people on collection companies and stuff like that, man, literally lying and saying that they're with the police and, you know, I mean,
yeah,
they falsify
yeah.
the information just to get information out of you. So like Tyler was saying,
right.
you know, they asking for a Social Security. And like he said, if he had a car that was on file, they should have that information when they pull up. Well, they should be giving you your VIN number. They should be giving you, like you know, where you live at and all that. But they can't do that. The only thing they know how to do is, can I get your information, sir, or try to weasel it out one way or another?
Right.
So was that the case, Charlie?
That was the case. Because, see, I mean, sometimes, say, for instance, if I call the cable company and there's
mm-hmm.
a problem with my cable, I call them. I know the number. So when they ask for, you know, the last, they don't ask for the entire amount. A legitimate
right.
person will ask for the last four digits to confirm your Social Security number, which means
right,
I already got your number. I just need the last four digits to make sure you are who you say you are. When somebody asks you for your entire Social Security number, they're fishing. They're
right.
phone fishing, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And there are a lot
right.
of these scam artists that are out there who, this is how they are able to, and they used to try to catch an older person or somebody who's not thinking correctly so they can steal their identity. So you need to
right.
be aware of some of these so-called phone solicitors. You really need to be aware of them. And personally, I hate them. I mean, I know they're trying to
yeah.
do their job, but some of them just don't take no for an answer.
Right. I got a particular episode on that. My grandmother, she just purchased a new car, and they were sending her these little postcards in the mail, and I received a few of them too, but I shredded them. They were saying something about you need to renew your warranty, call this number, this 1-800 number. And I told my grandmother that she really didn't need that, because, I mean, it's not like her car is going to go down, because, like, she's only driving around Columbus. It's not a big area, so she's really not going to have too many car problems because she don't travel like I do. So I told her, don't worry about it. I'll find her one. You know, don't worry about it. But she was talking to one of her friends, and her friend sucked her into doing it, and she called that number that was on the car. And just so happened, that particular company got my grandmother for $1,200. They were taking out $300 every 2 weeks out of her checking account.
Quit
playing. She gave them her checking account number, and then, like, when she called the number back to get them to stop it, the number did not work.
Good.
So she had to go to the bank and transfer all her money into a new account so she could get a new banking account so that company could stop taking her money. And then finally,
She finally got through to somebody, but she had somebody at the bank call, and they got through to that person, and they were talking to my grandmother. They was like, no, I got your social security number. I got your account number. Once you sign up, you're in. You cannot stop. And my grandma was like, oh, okay, you do that then. You do that, you know what I'm saying? But she had already changed her information over. So they're still thinking that they're still drawing that $300 out of her account. And, you know, I told her to take it to the police or whatever, but she said that the police are not going to do anything about it or whatever. And she did all over there.
The attorney general should do something because that's fraud.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
right.
If the police refuse to do anything, we take that to the attorney general and let them know exactly what happened.
Right.
I don't know. I think the attorney, I forgot the attorney general's name. It used to be Mike Moore in Mississippi. Are you from Mississippi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mike Moore used to be the attorney general. I don't know who the attorney general is now. But take that to the attorney general, and that's his job. But that's fraud. And if by the time the attorney general gets through with that company, believe me, they'll be more. If there's a lawyer out there, please let us know. Because I love.
Yeah, I'm gonna. What I'm gonna do is that I'm gonna follow up with that particular information that you just said, because I'm pretty sure that she is not the only person that has been gotten by this particular company, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, that their money is getting taken advantage of. Because that's $600 a month,
yep.
You know what I'm saying, for some,
a lot of money.
A warranty?
A lot of
most people don't pay, what, if you think about it, in a six-month time frame, you paying that amount in insurance for 6 months, maybe
right.
Close to a year. So, I mean, y'all know a lot of this stuff is targeting elderly people. You know, and Al, I know your grandmother, so, I mean, a lot of times, man, they trying to do things in good faith, and they looking at it like, well, you know, these people are not going to give, and they trustworthy or whatnot, and then they get locked in, like you said, the person was telling her, you're not going to be able to get out of this. So, I mean, that right there is almost like they're bogarting her into the whole situation.
That's right.
I mean, like Charlie was saying, speak with the attorney general, and we definitely need to find out the information out here so we can post it on our site for this particular show, who you can contact, because every time that you get into a situation with people like this, man, if you get locked in, you locked in. You know what I mean? And that's not good. But Charlie, we appreciate you for calling in, my brother.
I appreciate you all,
and
man.
Thank you for listening again too, man. I'm grateful that you listen. We grateful that you're listening, man.
Oh no, it ain't no problem, brother.
Spread
ain't
the
no
word,
problem,
man. We want to get some of these quote unquote entertainment people in on our show and let them speak beyond music, because you know I know that's a big part of their lives. They can plug their stuff, man, but we want to see what people really think. These artists, see what type of mind frame they have.
I will definitely pass that on. I will definitely pass that on.
Yeah, appreciate you again, now Charlie.
All right.
Now, I'm back at 100% right now, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We normally would do the church segment at this time right here, but, man, I think Dub G, he missed it. Again. Last week, he was swerving on the road.
MIA,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We didn't call him. We don't know where he at. I'm kind of wondering, has he gotten kidnapped by somebody, customer service? They need to put him up in the back room or something, in storage.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, but everybody on the line right now, as we spoke to y'all earlier, we are talking about customer service. So we got a little reenactment that we did on a little situation that I had not too long ago. And we're going to be playing this for you guys in a few minutes. And we want y'all to really check this out, because this right here could happen anywhere in urban America. And I'm just going to keep it real, because it seems like I remember one time I went over to one particular area, it was all Caucasian area, and I went to a Wendy's. Dude, I got the hottest fries I ever had in my life, and they went and had a little, you know how normally when you go in the hood, you get the fries, they soggy, they limp, they got the little black spots on them and all that. Dude,
yeah.
I did not see one black spot on my fry. Not one.
That was a good day right there, man.
this right here is a good reactment. We want to go ahead and let y'all check this out. We got time for that right now, Al, or you want to go ahead and keep moving and get that at the last?
Well, let's all make it, man. Let's all make it happen, man. Let's all play it right quick.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and do this. Hey, you want to set this one up, man? Cause I'm gonna laugh.
People, get ready. This is a skit in which, you know, this is a reenactment of this particular event that KG experienced at this particular restaurant. We're not calling no name, you know, because it is a major fast food, chain restaurant, as you could say. So, people, tune in, listen. Post your comments on the website. We are themiddlemen.ning.com about this skit, or you can call in and give us a comment or send us an email at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com about the skit as well, too. But, yep, here we go.
Damn. I hate coming over here this time of night. Stand these motherfuckers. Let me get a chicken salad with extra ranch, shredded cheese.
No ketchup, no mayo. Look at these people. They always want all the extra. So you got two cheeseburgers, no mayo, extra cheese. That's what you want.
Man, that ain't what I ordered. I ordered a chicken salad with shredded cheese and ranch.
We got cheese. We got cheese, honey. We don't have no cheese.
That's
so I got three cheeseburgers, extra pickles, mayo, and no ketchup. That's what you said?
Hell no, that ain't what I said. Man, I ordered a chicken salad with shredded cheese and ranch.
That's all. Pull
her
to the window.
Man, forget this. I'm gone. Bad customer service.
Man, they ain't fixing that motherfucker shit.
That was the reenactment of this particular skit in which KG experienced at this particular chain restaurant.
Did you peep that out, man? I ordered chicken salad. Dude,
but she
it
said
went from chicken salad to two hamburgers. From two hamburgers to three cheeseburgers. I'm like, man, how you get that out of what I just said about a chicken salad? I mean, they wild out on me, man.
Hamburger and salad don't even sound the same.
Hey, and if y'all want to re-hear that, y'all want to hear that again, you can go to our website, wearethemiddlemen.ning.com. We're going to post that up on the page so y'all can go ahead and check that out in the player. On the front page, not the player for the show, because you can go to our site and listen to the whole show. But
right.
We're gonna go ahead and put that back on the site. And we also have a skit that we did a while ago with Rihanna that we probably gonna go ahead and put on there too. We probably gonna do a skit CD sooner or later.
Yeah.
So that's if y'all enjoy that, please go to the site. Go to the site. Let us know that you enjoyed it. Like Al said, leave a comment. Also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. /the middleman and vote us as your favorite. If you own the site, you see us, go ahead and, you know, leave a comment. We got a little comment box on there. We also have a text number now. If you guys want to text us, you can text the Middleman Show. That's the Middleman Show. You can text that to 729669, and that'll get you updates every time the show come around, so you don't have to forget about the show or whatever. We'll send you out a text and let you know, hey, it's almost time for the show. So you guys can give us the comments that we need to keep this show going, because we greatly appreciate you guys. I think Charlie wanted to say something again here, Allison. Let's see what he got to say right here.
Okay.
Charlie, you had a comment?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, I think,
You know, that this was a good show. This is one of the very dear to my heart. But I really want to say, at the heart of some of this customer service is really just plain old-fashioned manners.
Yeah.
Some of these people at this, these fast food restaurants behind these telemarketers, they really just don't have good common manners. Something that their mother and father or the community should have given them a long time ago, you know? But I was always taught in business that the customer is what? Always right.
That's right.
Customer's always right. I mean, your skin just, I don't tell you, man, you come to Jackson and drive through a drive through.
Okay, I've been there now.
So you
I already know.
You're going to experience some of the things I just experienced on my little skit right here.
Yeah, that's what really brought me to it. I mean, but we need to, as human beings, learn the value of respecting one another.
Yeah.
Learn the value of the concept of super service. Like you were saying about the pickle, sometimes just saying, well, sir, have a nice day, or sir, I'm sorry right now, we're out of that.
Right.
You'd like to try an alternative instead of saying, well, we ain't got that, you just gonna have to get this.
Yep. Hey, you know what, Charlie? The funny part about that is with the whole situation with Oprah Winfrey buying all that chicken for everybody, man, that brought out the ugly side of society.
Well, I saw online people almost going to run in to call the police.
For some chicken?
Out of chicken.
It goes back to what you said, Charlie, and man, we appreciate you calling in. Please spread the word a little bit more, but goes back to having respect for oneself, because if you don't have respect for yourself, you can't have respect for others.
That's true.
So, you know what I'm saying? And if you get the opportunity, if you're on the line, you know, you get the opportunity, go back to our website. We are themiddleman.ning.com. Get your profile. You guys can go on there and check out some of our previous shows. We had our last show last week, which was a great show about cheating. Go back and recap that show, listen to that show, and see what we were talking about that whole show. If you get
that, I think we need to do another show on cheating, man.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I think so too.
Yeah, I think so.
So if y'all get the opportunity, go to our site. We are themiddleman.ning.com, and go ahead and recap some of those shows so y'all can see what we're talking about. We trying to grow. We appreciate everybody for taking an hour out of their time every Sunday to check us out. We appreciate just like they said, with customer service, retention. You know what I'm saying? We retaining some people. We see some of the same numbers on our line every Sunday, and we appreciate each and every last one of you guys. And
that's right.
We do have a text number. I'll say that again because I don't know if we got that out there as much.
Yeah, say it again.
You can text us. You can text The Middleman Show to 729669. That's The Middleman Show to 729669. Now, it doesn't cost you anything if you have a plan that's basically charging you for texting. Don't worry about it. But if you got an unlimited plan, go ahead and text us. You know what I'm saying? And we'll send you updates and let you guys know what's going on.
And you can also, you know what I'm saying, if you want us to talk about a particular topic that interests you, you can also send us that text, man, and we can do an upcoming show on it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to mention throughout the day because we want to let your voice be heard. And, you know, maybe one day, you know, whoever sends like a great topic, we may want to invite you as a guest co-host for that particular show that day.
Oh, yeah.
Be on the lookout for that as well, too.
Oh, yes. And this concludes today's show. Like Al, hit him with your favorite slogan at the end of the show. We thank you again. And you just got your slogan down.
Yeah, I forgot my slogan, man.
You know what, Doc?
You got to hit me with the sound, man. I messed up, man.
Yeah, man.
Al
would normally say, y'all.
He
would normally say is, thank you for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show and taking an hour out of your precious day. Really, an hour and a half a day. So, you know.
I forgot, man. Some way up for that particular
Yeah.
I want some food, man.
Yeah.
I want some barbecue.
I understand.
This is probably what's throwing me off today. I need the barbecue, man.
Okay.
I need some barbecue, man. All
right.
Hit him with the outro, man. Let's go, man.
We're going to hit him with the outro.
Middle man shouted.
Let's go.
Beat Chris shouted. Now, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for. So take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, the middle me. Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, the middle me.
Yeah, Jack. Make sure y'all tune in next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're going to have a great show for you guys. Make sure you go to wearethemiddleman.ning.com and check out what we got going down for next week. And listen to those previous shows.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to be number one, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoy your holiday. Don't drink and drive.
And save me some barbecue.
Man, too late for that. Because we out.